with anything you want. We're here launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can join us on the phones at 855-453. Also, we've got Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. By the way, that toll-free number, 855-453, brought to you by SACL CAI. So, still, we can talk about the Cyprus thing and what's going on there. It's definitely not good news for folks that have bank accounts in Cyprus.
Bank accounts with balances above 100,000 euros.
For now, that's the amount they've chosen.
Right. Now that they've gone in and done what they wanted to do.
It's not good news for anybody that has a bank account anywhere, really. But we could talk more about that. Also,
wait, I read that they don't know what they're going to do yet, do they?
I believe that the dictate has been handed down. The Cypriot legislature kicked back that agreement, and I believe that it's been now forced upon them.
Because the story that I was reading earlier from maybe John Matonis, the Bitcoin guy at Forbes, was that everybody would be getting a levy. The smaller stake people would be getting like a 6% levy approximately, and then the bigger guys would be getting about a 10% levy.
As I understand, only people that are above the €100,000 insured point.
They're facing 40%, right?
Look, you've got the article, man.
All right, let's get into it now. Reuters, and then we'll talk about Starbucks and their instant payment system that is apparently faltering miserably. They didn't choose Bitcoin. They went with something else. But Reuters reporting, the president of Cyprus assured his people a bailout deal he struck with the European Union was in their best interests. The banks will remain closed until Thursday, and even then subject to capital controls to prevent a run on deposits. Returned from fraught negotiations in Brussels, President Nikos Anastasiades said late on Monday the €10 billion rescue plan agreed there in the early hours of the morning was painful, but essential.
Right. I love how they say these things. It's not painful for you, man.
Yeah, his checks are going to keep coming through. But essential, he says, to avoid economic meltdown. He agreed to close the second largest bank, Cyprus Popular, and inflict heavy losses on big depositors, many of them Russian, after Cyprus's outsized financial sector ran into trouble when its investments in neighboring Greece went sour. European leaders said a chaotic national bankruptcy that might have forced Cyprus from the euro and upset Europe's economy was averted, though investors in other European banks are alarmed by the precedent of losses for depositors in Cyprus.
Isn't it interesting how a bank, which is just a business that stores money, can make a bad investment, and in some way, shape, or form, that affects the value of the euro. Unless the banks are somehow franchisees of the European Central Bank, which of course is the case.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that make the least bit of difference? I mean, think about it for a second. If I were to open up a storefront, or maybe storefronts all across the United States, and I was to take people's deposits and then, you know, tell them, hey, look, you know, I'm going to hold this for 6 months or a year or whatever. I'm going to pay you whatever I'm going to pay you on it. And I'm going to use that money to make investments. Hopefully, these people would be smart enough to demand that I have some kind of insurance that would pay. And the insurance company would have some kind of regulation on what kind of investments I was making or that kind of thing. But let's say it all went south. Who would be screwed in that circumstance? It should be that everybody should get their money because the insurance companies pay, and I should go out of business. The insurance companies should hold me as responsible as I need to be held, depending on how the situation went. But that's not how banks run. Banks are franchises of the central bank for wherever they are.
And yeah, and if you try to set up your own bank that's not a franchisee, they're going to raid you.
They will shut you right down.
Many Cypriots say they felt anything but reassured by the bailout deal, however, and are expected to besiege the banks as soon as they reopen after a shutdown that began over a week ago. By the way, I don't think they mentioned it in this story, but LouRockwell.com, there's evidence, claims out of Cyprus saying that businesses are no longer accepting digital versions of money. Cash only. You want to buy gasoline? Cash only. You want to buy something at a restaurant? Cash only. So everybody that didn't have cash on hand is screwed. Mm. You can't get to an ATM. You can't go to the bank to get your money out. They're frozen. You can't go. There's a bank holiday. So if you don't have cash on hand, you don't have a way to eat.
That's
right. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, because it's always a good idea to have something that you can, you know, that's liquid, something that you can decide how to use. You're not relying on some third-party provider.
I can't source this, but I think the ATMs are still operating. They've probably got
Cyprus.
A daily, yeah, in Cyprus. They've probably got a daily limit that maybe even is reduced in these strange times, but I think the ATMs are.
I think I read something
about the
$280 or €280 or €260 or something was what they were limited to.
Maybe you're right about that. But either way, imagine what the lines are like.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Well, yeah, and they're probably out of cash.
Yeah, and how fast to the ATM runs out of cash? Good question. So again, the Cypriots are saying they are not reassured by this bailout deal. Reversing a previous decision to start reopening at least some banks on Tuesday, the central bank said late Monday they would allow, or that they would all now stay shut until Thursday to ensure the smooth functioning of the whole banking system. Little is known about the restrictions on transactions that the president said the central bank would impose, but he told Cypriots, "I want to assure you that this will be a very temporary measure that will be gradually relaxed. Capital controls preventing people moving funds out of the country are at odds with the European Union's ideals of a common market, but the government may fear an ebb tide of panic that would cause even more disruption to the local economy." And that's something else I'd heard they're doing. They're searching people's luggage and things like that to make sure they're not trying to move cash out of Cyprus.
Wow.
Which is the same thing they do in this country, by the way.
They do search you for large amounts of cash, but they're doing it because you might be buying drugs or selling drugs or whatever.
Well, whatever the reason, they're doing the same thing.
Yep.
Without an agreement by the end of Monday, Cyprus had faced certain banking collapse and risked becoming the first country to be pushed out of the European single currency, a fate that Germany and other northern creditors seemed willing to inflict on a nation that accounts for just a tiny fraction of the euro economy and whose banks they felt had overreached themselves. Backed by Eurozone finance ministers, the plan will wind down the largely state-owned Cyprus Popular Bank, known as Laiki, and shift deposits under 100,000 euros to the Bank of Cyprus to create a good bank, leaving problems behind in effectively a bad bank. Deposits above...
I bet you there's a lot of insiders making a lot of money on this move.
Mm-hmm. Deposits above 100,000 euros in both banks, which are not guaranteed by the state under EU law, will be frozen and used to resolve Laiki's debts and recapitalize the Bank of Cyprus, the island's biggest, through a deposit-slash-equity conversion. That means stealing. They're going to take your money. If you got over 100,000 euros, they're going to take, and I've heard it's as much as 40%. I don't know what the actual, you know, final result of that's going to be. But guess what? Same number applies here in this country, I believe. Oh, no, didn't they up it to 250,000 recently? The FDIC claims that they're insuring, I think, $250,000 deposits now.
Well, euro's worth FDIC... more than a dollar, not that much more, but more.
Yeah. So if the FDIC decides they don't want to pay for the government taking if the government decides they're going to change their policy, then the FDIC insurance doesn't mean anything. Right?
They could do whatever. Now that they've set this particular precedent, which to me is frightening as it could possibly be, you know, what are they going to... They can do whatever they want.
They crossed the financial Rubicon.
They have crossed the Rubicon.
I stole that from somebody else. I'm quoting someone.
Well, you're right, though. In the Telegraph and the Yahoo.com is reporting it, that savings accounts in Spain, Italy, and other European countries will be raided if needed to preserve Europe's single currency by propping up failing banks, says a senior Eurozone official.
What's to stop them from changing the amount of the insurance level from 100,000 euros to 50,000? Euros, and then taxing the people above that. I mean, they could just do whatever they want. I mean, the smart person's going to structure their bank accounts so that there's no more than 100,000 euros in each individual account, but they can have as many accounts as they want.
Right. Well, that presumes that, like you said, they won't just change the numbers and go lower next time. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts. Take control. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172. For your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You know, I wonder what people in Europe that aren't in Cyprus are going to do about what's happening in Cyprus. Because you've got a situation where bank accounts are frozen if they're over 100,000 euros, and the government guys basically saying, we're just going to take as much money as we want out of there to shore up our failing bank. We're going to close down this one bank, which is mostly state-owned. We're then going to transfer accounts over to this other bank, which I imagine is also mostly state-owned. That's not made clear on this particular news story. And then anybody that's got a bunch of money, we're just going to take it. So I wonder if the people that are paying attention, hopefully, in the rest of Europe or in this country or all around the world, are going to heed the warning, the canary in the mine, so to speak, of, hey, look, they've done this once. What's to say they're not going to do it in your country, at your bank, sometime in your lifetime, sometime in the next 5-10 years? Who knows?
This is why I like commodity-based currencies as opposed to these fiat currencies. These fiat currencies are controlled by governments. This is their money. You know, who are you to say that it's good, bad, right, wrong, or whatever when they print more of their money? You're using their money. And the only way you can have your money is to have a commodity-based currency. I liked, at one point, I was really big into silver because that was, the most successful currency in the past. I think that, now Bitcoin is taking that crown to some extent. I certainly wouldn't divest myself completely of my precious metals. I don't know what the future holds, and I think that it's a good idea to be diversified. But Bitcoins gives people power in this circumstance. I know people were buying Bitcoins from Cyprus. I know they're buying them from Spain. They can look at these, the areas that the Bitcoin, people are buying from. I don't know exactly how they know. But, that's the claim in the Bitcoin community that that's what's happening. So Bitcoins give people control of their money right now.
Right. They can't raid your Bitcoin wallet.
They can't.
And that really upsets the government, guys.
Or they can't go after your gold or silver that's in your safe.
Well, but they could physically raid your home, and they could break into your safe.
I suppose it's been done.
So, and if you don't secure your Bitcoin wallet, they could also take that, too. So you have to do things to secure the things that are of value to you. And there are ways to secure your Bitcoin wallet. All you have to do is search, securing my Bitcoin wallet online. And you'll come up with step-by-step instructions. Or come on out to the Bitcoin conference and talk to some experts about it.
There certainly will be some experts at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can you can get registered at Bitcoin2013.com. It's going to be in San Jose, California, May 17th through the 19th. It's the San Jose Convention Center. It's going to be exciting. There are going to be hundreds of people there that are, people who are interested in being in Bitcoins, people who are very deep into Bitcoins. There are going to be experts there, like pioneers from Coinbase, Nerd Tribe, and Facebook. They're going to be talking about the future of Bitcoins, what they predict. And I think it's going to be really exciting. It's Free Talk Live's first remote on the West Coast, and we would love to see you out there if you're a West Coast listener. So it's Bitcoin2013.com.
Let's go back to the phones and then continue talking about Cyprus here in moments. We've got Brandon on the line in Detroit. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I've just had Bitcoin on my brain for the last couple of weeks. I thank you guys for talking about it. I never heard about it from any other anywhere else but you guys, and then I started.
That's a good question. How many other talk shows in, radio land
have ever mentioned Bitcoin?
Yeah, are even talking about Bitcoin in any way, shape, or form? Even negatively talking about it? I would be very interested to hear from anyone.
I think it's just the free state mentality and that that group of people that have a mind for it.
Well, it's certainly big in the libertarian circles.
And I think from their demographic survey, they discovered that New Hampshire had the most bitcoins per capita.
Really?
Something like that.
Now, that's interesting because we know that during the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum, bitcoins were very highly accepted by vendors up here in New Hampshire. And some even said that the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, which these are the two yearly events that the Free State Project puts on, was the number one bitcoin accepting event in the entire world.
We've got a report here that Rush Limbaugh mentioned Bitcoin once.
How about that? So thanks for sharing that. What else was on your mind, Brandon?
How do they establish the value of the Bitcoin? Because I see it's being sold. You can buy a Bitcoin for less or more than the value that, say, like Mt. Gox says it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's different exchanges. So, like Mt. Gox is a place where people are buying and selling bitcoins at any given time.
Mt. Gox is the biggest exchange.
It's the biggest one. There's Bitfloor and other exchanges out there, BTC-E.com. There's all kinds of exchanges. And the way an exchange works is people make offers to buy and offers to sell. And when somebody will take an offer to buy or an offer to sell, then it will push the rate up or down. If everybody wants to sell, the rate goes down. If everybody wants to buy, the rate goes up. And that's how exchanges work. So
now, I've never actually done that before. I've never made an offer to buy. I've just gone into a website and bought them. Do you, when you're making an offer, do you have to just kind of sit and wait till someone accepts it?
You could do one of two things. So somebody's offering to sell. Let's say somebody's offering to sell at $75.50. But okay, you want to squeeze them for everything you can get. So you're not going to offer $75.50. You're going to offer $75.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you offer, because some people have offered to buy also, and so let's say the highest offer is $74.90. So if you offer $75, you'll be the highest offer to buy. And somebody who wants to sell is either going to come along and say, well, you know, I'll either take this offer to buy or I'll list it a little bit higher.
I see.
You know, so that, you know, it depends on how much they want to chisel a few cents out. What I find is with Bitcoins, at least, I mean, I'm not interested in playing games. Let me get my Bitcoins and I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But there's certainly people making money buying and selling. There's all kinds of bots out there, people using the the wave theory and all kinds of different ideas, limiting and different ideas in order to make make money on Bitcoins. I don't know whether they're making money. I assume they are because the bots are still running. When I was using one, it wasn't very successful for me. When the price ran up from like $13 or something, you know, I lost some money.
That reminds me of, I think it was, I'm embarrassed that I don't remember, but I think it was a Commodore 64 game called Mule, and it was it's a classic. It was a economics kind of alien game, mm-hmm. and there was a component of the game where you were selling the resources that you'd farmed or mined or whatever. And the sellers, and on that screen, the sellers would be at the top of sort of like a chart, and the buyers would all be at the bottom. And then a timer would start, and the sellers would walk down the chart, and the buyers would walk up, and they would sort of meet, and then you'd kind of backpedal a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to explain. But
so the answer is the price is set by people buying and selling them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supply and demand.
But
just like every other
buyer,
price.
In this case, the buyer could also be the seller, right? Because of the anonymity of it.
It could.
Why would you sell to yourself? Wait, what? I guess I see what you're saying. Trying to like push up the.
They'd be paying a percentage to the market too.
Yeah. And also, you don't necessarily get to choose who you're selling to and from on these sites, do you?
That's true.
So there's that as well. Thanks for the call, Brandon.
There might be a way to manipulate the market. There's certainly ways to manipulate markets, but you have to have, you know, the smaller the market, the easier it is to manipulate. The larger it is, the harder.
Appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984. Or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. Or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. Could it happen here? The Cyprus situation?
Could it happen? Bet.
Yeah. Could it happen where you live? Why couldn't it? You think the politicians are better than the politicians in Europe? Think they're somehow going to insulate you from this? Now, maybe they will. Maybe it won't happen here because they can do it sneakier here. Now, for those that don't know, Cyprus having some financial difficulties, one of their banks having a real difficult time, they are failing, they're shutting the bank down, they're going to move accounts over to another bank, and in the process there's going to be billions of euros that will be, 5.8 billion of them as a matter of fact, they'll be used as a bailout in order to save so-called the situation, the Cyprus and the banks and all of that. Of course, you are going to get screwed in the deal if you live in Cyprus and you have over 100,000 euros in your bank account.
Frankly, this is everyone getting screwed already simply because the fact that they claim this power for themselves, now this is a new power. This is something new. And governments grow. You don't think that this is the only time they're ever going to do this, and you don't think that this is the only place, do you?
Well, right. That's why I think this is particularly something that people need to pay attention to, because there's no reason this can't happen where you live. However, you have to ask yourself, why did they choose to go this route? Why did they choose to raid the accounts of the people who have accounts in Cyprus rather than, say, just printing the $5.8 billion and using that money to bail out the bank/government?
Well, you want me to answer the question?
Go ahead.
Okay, the best I understand is the way that the European Central Bank works is it's a bunch of different nations stuck together.
Right.
Whereas the United States is one organization. It is a federal government created of the powers, essentially, of 50 states. That's not exactly the most perfect analogy. But anyway, so each of these countries have their own interest. Do you think that the people of Germany, say, want their currency devalued because, of Cypriot irresponsibility? That's not particularly fair.
Right, and, can they leave? How easy is it for one of these European Union members to leave the Euros?
I think it's relatively easy for them to leave. They just see value. There's other things besides the currency involved. There's trade and trade deals and that sort of thing.
But that's what I'm going to suggest is the reason why they're doing it this way. Rather than just inflating the euro as the way out of this, they're punishing Cypriots or people with accounts in Cyprus who, they're okay. Well, we're instead of printing 5.8 billion euros, we're just going to steal that money from the people with bank accounts in Cyprus and use that to level out this situation. That way, Germany and Spain and all these other countries don't get upset at punish. That way, they're not punishing everyone who's in Europe for what was happening in
Cyprus. They're just punishing the people in Cyprus for what a bank did in Cyprus.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fair, but that's my, rationale as far as why I think they went about it this way. Whereas in this country, in the U.S., if California or Illinois, two of the worst indebted states, two states that cannot pay for the pension systems that they've obligated themselves to paying for, they're literally billions and billions of dollars in the hole. If they come to the federal government and they say, we need a bailout, because they just can't make it work. They can't raise, even though Illinois jacked up their income tax by 66%, they're trying to do what they can to dig out of this hole. They're not doing what they should, which is, of course, cutting the size of the state. They're going to keep spending. They're going to keep spending themselves into the hole. If they go to the federal government and they beg for a bailout, then the federal government's only option at that point, for the most part, is to print money. Because it wouldn't be as easy for them to just hit everybody in Illinois with a bank account, because those accounts exist in various different places. They're not necessarily in Illinois. If you're with Bank
they're
of America,
probably
it could be somewhere
else. They're not going to do that because it's a distasteful thing to do.
Yeah.
And Illinois doesn't have the kind of representation in Washington D.C. that each country has. And where is it? Brussels or something?
I don't know.
Wherever they have the EU meets. It's not the Hague, I don't think. Anyway, wherever it is.
Brussels.
They don't have the same, two senators isn't the same amount of representation as Germany has in Brussels. So,
right.
if it is Brussels. But I just don't think that's what's going to happen. I think you're absolutely right. If the United States were in such a situation, and it basically is, the United States is in a worse financial situation than Greece is. They've shown it over and over again that the amount of debt here is higher than what it is for the Grecians.
Mm.
So why in the world are they making such a big deal about the pigs in Europe, the Portugals, the Italys, the Irelands, and the Greeks? Well, because they don't have the world reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, where when Bernanke needs money, he just prints it.
It might also be an experiment because they see the possibility of needing to take desperate measures in the future. And here's a nice little test case, and we can try something
country,
out here.
Good idea. Small country, let's see how we can abuse them and what level of what level of fear that places in other people that hold a bank account elsewhere. Because
But what's the point in doing that, though? If
well,
you're
if
the
people,
United States, why would you do that?
I don't think he's saying the United States.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe that's why they're doing what they're doing in Cyprus, because Cyprus is a small little microcosm.
Are you saying is the reason they're testing Cyprus is because the European bank wants to see what happens if they do that sort of thing?
Yeah,
the bankers.
The bankers is this funny term, Ian, and I don't like using it there's the European Central Bank, and then there's the Federal Reserve, and these are two different organizations. The Federal Reserve would have nothing to gain from going after Americans' bank accounts. Certainly would have something to gain after going around bank accounts around the world, but the European bank has a different set of circumstances.
Yeah.
So I'll agree that we're trying out Cyprus for just as a test case if it's the European Central Bank that you're saying is trying it.
I think the ECB helped put this plan together.
No, they did. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm sure they're all watching with interest, Mark. I imagine the Federal Reserve Board is paying close attention.
What do you think? What would the Federal Reserve have to gain doing it here in the United States?
Like I said, I made the argument that they don't have anything to gain for that. But that doesn't mean they're not paying close attention to see how it goes.
I think that much is true.
These people want to know how humans will react to their financial policies. And I'm curious to know how many people in Europe outside of Cyprus are going to go and shut down their bank accounts and or take their own money out, even if they're living in Spain or France or wherever.
Well, they'll do what they've done as far as the TSA here in the United States. A certain amount of them will cease to use the banks. And at some point or another, they'll trickle in and use it, you know, use them more. They won't trust them for a generation, but after that, they'll forget.
Unless things continue to get worse. Cyprus, let's see here. According to Reuters, the raid on uninsured Laiki depositors, that's the bank that's closing down in Cyprus, is expected to raise 4.2 billion euros out of the 5.8 billion that the EU and IMF had told Cyprus to raise as a contribution to the bailout, according to Dutch Finance Minister Jeroen Dijsselbloem. I don't know if that's anywhere near right, but Cyprus government spokesman Christos Stylianides said losses for uninsured depositors would be under or around 30%. Laiki will be effectively shuttered with thousands of job losses. Officials said senior bondholders in Laiki would be wiped out, and those in the Bank of Cyprus would have to make a contribution, setting a precedent for the Eurozone. Comments by one of them on the need for lenders to banks to accept the potential risks of their failure had a knock-on effect in the Eurozone, raising the cost, blah, blah, blah. Going on, public is skeptical. Russia signaled that it would back the bailout, even though it would impose big losses on Russian depositors who, by some estimates, may hold a third of all deposits in Cypriot banks. Now, this is what I don't understand. What is Russia doing involved? Are they involved in the European Union?
I don't think so, no. I think that what you have is large Russian depositors essentially trying to avoid whatever Russian taxes they can by being in Cyprus banks, Cypriot banks. In the same way that people in the U.S. might use the Cayman Islands or something like that.
So they're just giving it their seal of approval. They're not actually involved.
Russia? Russia's just saying, go ahead and steal from our criminals.
Vladimir Putin ordered officials to restructure a loan that Moscow granted to Cyprus in 2011, having rejected a request for easier terms in crisis talks last week. So basically, they will see some sort of payments out of this, is the idea. Cyprus, the government of Cyprus owes the government of Russia money. That's why Russia's behind it. More coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control toll free, 855-450-FREE, and feel free to share with us what the sentiment is, maybe if you're in Europe. Obviously, you'd be staying up late if you are, but what is the sentiment about this Cyprus bailout? $10 billion is the total. I think I misreported it as 5.8 earlier. 5.8 is the amount that Cyprus has to pony up, and the way they're going to do that is by raiding bank accounts over 100,000 euros, most of which, or many of which, are held by Russians who were attempting to, avoid some sort of Russian taxes. And so the Russian government has given this their seal of approval, considering that, according to the story in Reuters, Russia granted Cyprus a loan back in the day. And so they're hoping that they're going to get some payouts out of this. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the number. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You've got a business and need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you. Now, they won't go raiding your clients' bank accounts. They're going to treat your clients with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too.
I see what you did there. Well played.
That's like a segue, almost. Or what is that, a flashback? I don't know what they call that. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page.
So people are not so pleased with this, and among Cypriots sipping coffee in warm sunshine, according to Reuters, there was a mood of wariness about the deal. How long will it last? Asked one lady, a hotel receptionist in Nicosia. She says, why should anyone believe anything this government says? Indeed. In the morning, public holiday, residents...
I also think that people in warmer climates get a sorry deal from people in crappier climates, just because the people in the crappier climate are like, screw them. Their weather's good.
In the morning, a public holiday, residents of the capital lined the streets to watch a parade by soldiers and students to mark Greek Independence Day, waving the Greek and Cypriot flags. On this day, I'm proud to be a Greek, but at the same time, I feel humiliated, said Marios Charalambos, 56, a print shop owner. He says, I'm worried what will happen when the banks reopen. Cyprus's tottering banks held 68 billion euros in deposits, including 38 billion of accounts and more than 100,000 euros, enormous sums for a nation of 860,000 people that could never sustain such a big financial system on its own. The U.S. Treasury, noting the importance to the United States of financial stability in Europe, its largest trading partner, said it was now up to Cypriots to rebuild their economy. The Treasury said it is critical to lay the foundation for a return to financial stability and growth in Cyprus. But Cyprus is inevitably connected to all these other countries via the euro. And I don't know. I don't know if things are just going to turn around right away here. Seems like things are getting kind of chain reactions. You got the Greece thing, and now the Cyprus thing, and they're going to bail them out. And where's that money coming from?
Cyprus isn't the first domino, really, of what's gone on in Europe. I mean, this is the European financial crisis has been going on for some time. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to. I don't know. Just sitting out here on the outside, it seems pretty scary.
Well, we know what happens that, we know that these bailouts don't usually achieve their intended results. Yeah, they seem to patch things up for a time, but ultimately, you're not solving the problem, are you? I mean, the bailout just keeps a bad thing going. That's, you know, whether it's the case with the banks or the auto industry here in this country, it just keeps a failing business model continuing, and that's not healthy. That's not something to build any kind of foundation on. You don't want to build anything on this. The bailout's going to come, it's going to go, and then something else is going to happen. And by the way, according to the Telegraph, there have been statements made now by a senior Eurozone official saying, hey, look out, the rest of Europe, we can do this to you now if we want to. The new policy will alarm hundreds of thousands of British expatriates who live and have transferred their savings, proceeds from house sales, and other assets to Eurozone bank accounts in countries such as France, Spain, and Italy. The euro fell on global markets after the chairman of the Eurozone told the FT and Reuters that the heavy losses inflicted on depositors in Cyprus would be the template for future banking crises across Europe. He said, quote, if there's a risk in a bank, our first question should be, okay, what are you and the bank going to do about that? What can you do to recapitalize yourself? If the bank can't do it, then we'll talk to the shareholders and the bondholders, and we'll ask them to contribute in recapitalizing the bank, and if necessary, the uninsured deposit holders. So, there you go. They're just coming right out and saying, hey, look, we're going to do this whenever we got to do this, and if you've got the money, we'll take it from you if necessary. So everybody is on notice. Now, in case it wasn't obvious enough that they're willing to do this, they're just coming out and saying it. This is our policy. What our plan is.
When you look at the rates that one gets from a bank as far as bank interest rates,
it's pathetic.
You've really got to ask yourself, what's the point in being in one? I mean, I'm not saying that you don't need one to write checks for the power bill and stuff like that.
Or have a debit card. It helps.
I don't recommend using a debit card. I think they're complicated, but whatever. I'd recommend if you're going to have a card to get a credit card and then pay it off at the end of the month.
Right.
I think it's it's a better way not to get hit by the fees and that sort of thing. But there's reasons to have a bank account. But man, oh man, putting all your money in that thing is dangerous. It looks like they're going to come after it. This is one of the reasons why I think bitcoins and commodity-based currencies like gold and silver are really a good idea, because they can't come. They're far less likely to come after them.
So I just thought that was interesting to share, that it's now official policy of the European administrators that they can just come after your accounts. And that's why I'm asking, what is the response going to be outside of Cyprus? How many people are going to their banks in the rest of Europe this week and pulling out a significant chunk of their money? I don't know. I'm fascinated to know. So if you're in Europe, 855-450-FREE. Actually, it's hard to dial long distance, but you can always connect to us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Now, there are other, I think, money-related stories in the news that are interesting to discuss, and one of them, I think, is an interesting contrast to Bitcoin, because we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin on this show. We're excited about it. We've got sponsors on board. We've got so many Bitcoin sponsors now. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, people, the big Bitcoin community knows that Free Talk Live supports Bitcoins.
Yes.
So they support Free Talk Live. They know that...
They could support Free Talk Live more by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and throwing something in the Bitcoin tip jar. But they, you know, it's nice to have their verbal support as well.
Indeed. So, you know, that's why people are advertising their Bitcoin stuff on Free Talk Live, because they know that we care about Bitcoins and that our audience does, generally.
So as far as using Bitcoin at a business, you know, more businesses are getting interested. They're asking questions. There's certain businesses in the area here in Keene that are interested in taking Bitcoins. I understand that I think the Corner News now actually has a QR code on their countertop to allow people to pay with Bitcoins. So these QR codes, for those that don't know what we're talking about, imagine the new version of the UPC. Remember the UPC on the back of all products? You look, you know, pick up your whatever it is that you just bought at the store. Look on the back. There's the UPC, the thing with the vertical lines on it and the numbers at the bottom. Well, the QR code is kind of like the aughts edition of the UPC. This is the newest version. There's more data that can be stored in the same amount of space. So if you have a label the same size as a UPC code and it's QR, there can be more information stored in that, as I understand it. It still can be used with like a laser device to scan it. There are these laser devices, I've seen them at the store, where you can actually, some products are now being manufactured with both a UPC and a QR code on them. And if you scan the QR code with this, you know, with the register at the checkout, the product will scan into the system too. So I think that what you may see over time is a transition from the UPC to the QR code, but I'm not on the inside track of the industry. But anyway, these QR codes can be used for a variety of things, not just labels on products, but also you can make one for your website URL. There's these generators online. You can go and use a free QR code generator, type in whatever URL you would like into that, and it will come up with a QR code for your website. You can print that out. You can post it places, turn it into a sticker, you know, put it on your product, whatever it is that you want to do with these things. But there are also QR codes for Bitcoin addresses. So if you get one of the Bitcoin softwares for your cell phone, for instance, I use the blockchain.info. You use the Bitcoin Spinner, Mark?
I have Bitcoin Spinner.
So with blockchain.info, you press the receive button on blockchain.info. It displays your QR code, and then you can show that to the person who's wanting to send you Bitcoin. They scan it, and then their Bitcoin software sends whatever amount of Bitcoin they've selected to your account. I mean, it's not a complicated process to receive Bitcoins. It takes a few seconds to go into this app, hit the, you know, button that you need to hit, and then somebody holds up their camera to your phone, and voila, you have Bitcoins. So this is easy. It's simple. It doesn't require some sort of middleman to transact the business beyond the app software that you might have to have functioning correctly on your phone. But Starbucks tried to do something similar in their stores with QR code payment systems, but they didn't use Bitcoin. And we'll explain how it went oh so wrong. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.